And we're now going to go to Zeke.
Howdy. How
good
you doing?
Good morning, Zeke. And I'm doing well. And you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
You're going to give us a nice review of Korchun Fuki?
I'd prefer if it wasn't raining and stuff like that, and if it was bright and sunny. But, you know, it's over the weekend I went to go see Korchun Fuki, and just so as to get everything out of the way and... Yes, on the table, sort of full disclosure, Jean-Francois Lacombe, who's the artist behind Korchun Fuki, is a very good friend of mine, so I am incredibly unbiased. I am so objective about this that it is beyond belief. It is the sort of thing where if you think anything that I was saying about being objective and not biased, then, I don't know, we can sell you a bridge or something like that. And speaking of bridges, Korchun Fuki, which also is, I'm the one who is responsible for having named it. It is the sort of thing that, he initially had wanted to call it Send Good Karma or Fortune Cookie, and then we were just discussing stuff over the air, and over beers, not over the air. I'm now discussing it over the air. And it was the sort of realization that one of the problems that he'd run up against was the prior expectations of everybody based on its name. And so if we slightly morphed the name around, changed it around a bit, then at which point people's expectations become, I don't know what's happening, maybe I should check it out, as opposed to, oh, another Fortune Cookie art project. Because there are numerous ones. There's, I think her name is Karen Tam, or Tan, who has done one Fortune Cookie project, and then there was this other one that there's a lot of food-based art that's going around now. And the one thing that I find interesting is the sort of just how, where for the longest time, art has been sort of a one-to-many discussion in terms of everybody. If you take sort of standard issue painting and stuff like that, or sculpture, it's the sculpture is the language, and then at which point, that's okay, you can make lots of noise there. Then everybody sort of sees it and so on. However, now over the course of time, or at this point in time, there seems to be a bunch of our projects that are one-to-one in terms of this Fortune Cookie, which is about a 4-foot cubed square of red cedar that looks vaguely like a sort of circular C type of thing, traditional sort of Fortune Cookie structure. It's made out of, as I said, red cedar. It's about 4 foot on all sides, and it's got a button on it, and you push the button and you get a fortune.
Interesting.
Yes, and there it's the sort of thing where you can then have an interaction on the other side, because if you go to korchunfuki.com, which is KORTUNEFOOKIE.com, it will ask you to write a fortune, to send a fortune. And so you write it on one end, and then you push a button on the other, and you get a fortune. And right now it is, yes, so as to explain why we're talking about this, it is actually up on in front of Articule, and so you can access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime you wish. And,
I don't know where that came from. The only thing I have to say is that, you know, we can write our own fortune, as you just mentioned.
You got it.
Should we write one?
I think you just did. Or is that the music? Did it come from the computer?
The thing is, nothing is on right now. For speakers. Nothing. This is why I got very confused.
Everybody's getting, whoa, where'd that come from?
Well, anyway, while I try to think of a message to put in our fortune, which one of our listeners will for sure get.
Put a message in there. Jean-Francois, where are you? Because Jean-Francois, we had discussed the possibility of getting him into the station so as to discuss his thing and get his views on it and so on. However, as I was saying, it's, what was it? There's, that music just got me completely discombobulated. Okay. At which point,
let's focus.
Okay.
The whole experience is what I'm really curious about, because I didn't have a chance to go to the Vernissage, which was this last Saturday. From what I've understood, it's, since you just mentioned, it's outdoors.
Yes,
so it's very interactive in that sense. And even the artist apparently takes a photograph.
Yeah, no, because there it's for the summer. He lucked out and he has an apartment that's right across the street. And so he's now got his camera focused on the Korchun Fuki. And during the vernissage, he was taking one picture a minute of what was happening. And then I think after the vernissage, he slowed it down to one picture an hour. And through the website and so on, you will be able to see streaming videos, streaming pictures, interactive. It is just a basic connection between people. And yes, that's what I was talking about, the intimacy of connections and so on, where it used to be one to many and now it seems to be one to one, and it is just a method of connecting people together. And yeah, it's the sort of thing where this is why, one of the reasons why I think, in my unbiased and completely objective opinion, that this is an actual art piece that works very, very, very well, is that because it's, you're on the website, at which point you toss out something such as sort of a fortune, and at which point such as Jean-François, where are you? Then at the other end, somebody pushes the button and gets a fortune such as Jean-François, where are you? And that is an immediate and direct connection between two people who otherwise would not normally ever get together or communicate or have any other connections whatsoever. You take something like the good conspiracy, which was at the the really bad art show that happened over the course of May on Mountain Street, which I'm having difficulty pronouncing this early in the morning. And there they had a similar in theory concept, where it was sort of enter something on a website and then we're going to broadcast it out on speakers on Saint Laurent and so on. However, due to technical glitches, it was the sort of thing that, yet nobody really got the other end of the contact. It was all fine and dandy to be recording stuff through the computer or through your phone by calling up the phone number, but if you're going to make that communication, I'm making these sort of pushing gestures with my hand, sort of saying, getting the word out there, pushing stuff and making people aware, then you have to make sure that your technology, at least in the minimum, works. It's sort of like if you're going to write a letter by using a pen, you got to make sure there's ink in the pen. If there's no ink in the pen, then it's going to be extremely difficult to have somebody read that letter. This sort of thing. And there, Jean-François has had his Courtchen Fookie. It's been at the Dumbo Art Center, where they have this whole big festival under the bridge down in Brooklyn. He is also there's one other place, and so yes, it is a road warrior, shall we say. It has been tried and tested, and it has worked out, and it is the sort of thing where it's just, yeah, it's really, really cool. It's where work, he's where, as I said, it's, I came up with sort of some more suggestions of what he could do so as to make it better, and suggested Courtchen Fookie 2.0, and he said, no, we're already at 2.0, and so at which point the next iteration is going to be 3.0, and there the only thing that I can add right now at that point would be to, as opposed to, because there is a necessity for it to have a power connection, so you got to sort of figure out how you're going to hide the wires and stuff like that. And I pointed out, well, you might want to try and use solar panels, and he's already on that. Apparently, if he was going to use solar panels, they needed to get some sort of permit from the city that used engineer's plans. I'm trying to figure out, did they do that for the Bixies and all the parking meter things? I have no idea, but he apparently ran into that. And then the other thing that would be very, very cool is if it had a wireless connection to the internet, because those two sort of cables do connect it, and there is this sort of thing where I can go off on the sort of whole art speak thing and say, by having that wire which tethers it to the home station, which is the computer or the power outlet and so on, it then actually does connect the whole piece of art to the ground. Because if you had the solar panels and the wireless connection, then it would be out in the ether, and it really would not be fixed in any one place.
So I have a question. Shoot. The solar panels are
soon come. They aren't there. It's right now, it is, okay, has a power cable. This is the 3.0 version that I would be suggesting to make it even better.
Mm-hmm. Because I was just wondering about what you see right now when you go there, because obviously it's raining right now, so
you see a wet.
If they had solar panels, wouldn't be very efficient with it.
No, but there it's right now you see red cedar. Mm-hmm. Which is
on a website as well, actually. Mm-hmm, they have a demonstration of that image I keep on seeing.
KORTUNEFOOKIE.com.
I've written 2 fortunes so far.
Cool.
I intend on writing more. And I hope that listeners can go and check out the website, write in their own fortunes.
Yes,
And maybe even pick up some of our own fortunes that we've just written.
But, there what you see is, if you are not on the website or you're just listening to your radio while you are waking up this morning, it is red cedar wood, which is very, very nice. While we were there, there were a bunch of people who actually got down and started to smell it, because apparently it is a very pungent and a very nice smelling wood. It is set up in the shape of a enlarged fortune cookie, in that it is sort of, what would it be? What's that C-shape called? C-shaped, although it really isn't C-shaped. There's something else, fancy word, which is just escaping me now. And it's on its side, so it's tilted slightly, and then there's a small metal button sort of front and center that then has a slot right underneath it. And as you push the button, it then plays a little bit of music, and this thing that comes out, which is sort of like a what it's using thermal paper. So it's like one of those receipts you get from an Interact machine or at the at Walmart or something like that. And it comes out and it has something on it that is like your fortune.
I'm waiting for the music to come back on again, but I just thought I might do it again. All I did was switch to English.
Okay.
Because they have a section for French. They say it's if you want to write a fortune in French or write it in English, which is...
It's very localized to Montreal. Now that I think about it, I think that just might have been Margot's computer.
But you're mentioning that it does actually make sound.
Yeah, there it makes sound. I don't know if it makes sound on the website. It's okay. The sort of thing that... Yeah, I've been sort of getting off on the actual object itself as opposed to the internet version of it and so on. To me, it is that interaction at that end is very, very well done, very, very nicely done. And all we can do is hope that he actually runs out of thermal paper and has to go reload because it becomes so popular.
So how long is it going to be there? The whole summer, I think, no? Or something along the lines?
Good question.
Maybe I should check those details. I just thought maybe you knew off the top of your head. Since you did go to the Vernissage.
Yes, I did. But then we just ended up having a real good time.
You know what? I'll just see it now. Let's mention the address, yes. Barticule, because that's where it's happening.
261 Fairmount West. Did I get the address right?
262. That's
262,
okay.
West. That was off the top of my head.
Yeah, you were close. You were close. And I'm just looking to see until when it's going to be.
My guess is at least the month. It's up for the month of July.
Yeah, it doesn't really say either. But anyway, it does say that the artist thanks Christian Desjardins, Justin McKillian, and Francis Boivet as well.
Yes.
So I guess there must have been a lot of time put in to try to craft that fortune. The
Fortune Fookie. But it's, yes, there's not only the crafting, but also the technology behind it in terms of getting it so that it gets printed out on the, receipt paper, the thermal paper, and getting that interface properly worked out, and then also figuring out how to get it from the website to the Fortune Fookie.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it says maybe here. It says until all throughout the month of July on the website.
Okay.
So I guess in August they might be having some other things. Of course, Articule has their website, worth mentioning, articule.org.
Mm-hmm.
Always have a lot of different events. And they're celebrating 30 years, I think.
Something like that, yes. And then there's, yes, KortunFookie.com, KortunFookie.com, which is done by Jean-François Lacombe, who is a very good friend of mine, which makes me completely and thoroughly unbiased and objective and able to, like, deal with his stuff in a very, very rational way. And, sarcasm off.
And maybe he might even pass by the station maybe in the second hour? Who knows?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I was hoping to see him in this first hour, but...
He had his chance, and at which point we're just going to now go, I don't know, lash him with a wet noodle or something like that.
So, or just write him some more fortunes.
Yes. Where did you write one saying where are you?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much.
So I've written that. I wrote another one that calls "You Love Radio and Radio Loves You," because it's true.
Yes.
It's true, listeners. Radio does. That's all I wanted to say. All right. Okay. Enough about that. Well, thank you, Zeke.
No problem. Thank you very much.